This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
President Trump declared an emergency today in Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, all threatened by the most powerful Atlantic hurricane ever seen. Irma, a Category 5, has already turned deadly on the islands of the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center says chances have grown for a direct hit on Florida, possibly as soon as the weekend. We have a team of correspondents covering the storm. First, Tony DeCopel in Puerto Rico.
This wall of wind and rain is only getting worse tonight as hundreds of Puerto Ricans are already in shelters and more than 200 tourists in this hotel have been evacuated out of their rooms and into a ballroom where they're expecting a very long night in the storm.
Residents were warned to brace for the worst as the strongest winds in a century lashed Puerto Rico. Irma has already left plenty of evidence of its record-setting strength. Wind gusts topped 200 miles per hour, knocking out power as buildings collapsed and debris flew. St. Martin took a direct hit. Wind and pelting rain blew palm trees horizontal. Boats were left tangled in the port as cars were nearly submerged. One tourist tweeted that the noise of the storm was insane and was like standing behind a jet engine. He took shelter in the concrete stairwell of a hotel. In St. Bartholomew, roofs flew off buildings. Streets became rivers as Irma continued its destructive trek past the British Virgin Islands on its way to the Florida Keys. Puerto Rico ordered an evacuation of low-lying areas, but in the coastal village of Las Croabas, 80-year-old Augustin Moija has decided to stay in his home, along with his wife and grandson.
Most of your neighbors have evacuated.
That's right.
But why not you?
Because they don't feel safe in their houses. I know my house because I built it myself. It's a strong house.
Puerto Rico is warning that some parts of the island may face 6 months without power. Meanwhile, France, Great Britain, and the Netherlands are sending emergency food and supplies as islanders all across the Caribbean dig out and begin to survey the devastation. Anthony?
Tony DeCopel in Puerto Rico tonight. Thanks.
Well, and here we are in Florida ourselves. We're coming to you. Scott, when you know it, perfect timing. You know, I leave California just in time to come here and say hello, Irma. And all the eyes, you know, here of Floridians on Irma and all the looking at the different models. Now, the most recent ones show that Miami could take a direct hit. This is all subject to change, you know.
Yeah, and when you say we, if Irma hits me, we're in a lot of trouble.
No, yeah, we. Yeah, me, we. Me, we.
I'm many thousand miles away north.
Yes.
But so it's you. You're the one taking all the risk here. But, yeah, you know, just you got back just in time. Well, this is a...
Well, it's eerie. This is the second one that I've gone through, and it's eerie. You know, the gas lines... shelves emptying of water and that. I mean, it is a bit spooky. And as it gets closer, as it did last time, it's more and more ominous. Already there's a couple of nuclear plants in Florida, one in Miami, one in St. Lucie, not too far from where I am. It looks like Hurricane Irma, could target any one of those, and if any kind of direct hit. But FPL, the Florida Public Utilities Commission, is on top of that, and they've battened down, and they're prepared to, shut it down if that's what they have to do.
I have to say, based off the satellite pictures, this is something like I've never seen.
Well, this is, for people that were here for Hurricane Andrew, and they're saying, of course, that was devastating enough. But this Cat 4-5 hurricane that is blustering up with winds of as high as 180 miles an hour. It is absolutely incredible, and the devastation that it's leaving in its wake speaks for itself. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. We'll keep you up to date. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Let's talk about Hurricane Irma. Irma bearing down on the East Coast, DACA, and of course, you know, this latest debt deal that the president, you know, hey, he went bipartisan. He's kind of shocking the GOP. Well, good notice to them to let them know, hey, look at, his charm can go across the aisles and, do something with, Chucky and, you know, of course, Nancy as well. So Pelosi and Schumer, you know, working something out with the president, of course, and seeing what they can do. And I guess that will help Nancy's story about how they continue to win and the GOP continues to lose. But regardless, hey, it's not about them winning or somebody losing. It's about we the people. It's about getting this government moving and doing some good things. And, you know, we've talked about DACA, and we're going to pick that up a little bit more here. And also we've got coming up a hurricane expert to share with us some timely advice for those of us that are having to deal with, you know, hurricanes and before and after. You know, there's 15 things to do. Keely Sharp reminds us of, many people think about food and water, but don't think about some of the factors to prepare, some other factors. And 15 that made her top list was, first of all, you fill your gas tank. You can see, you already see in footage, especially down in the Keys, where people are waiting as, you know, for up to an hour, you know, to get gas. And, of course, people get a little tense and some try to jump the line. It's like, come on, are you kidding me? Now they've had to put police out there just to keep these knuckleheads into saying, look, you get in the line, take your turn. Okay, let's not, you know, force us to put a wall around gas stations just so everybody will behave themselves. But, you know, we've got first responders. We've got the police there. Go ahead.
Yeah, you probably should. You know that how all that goodwill we have towards each other after the disaster hits?
Yes.
We could do that beforehand, too. It's okay.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
well, I got to tell you, in many cases, there's no question. Look, you are who you are. The people who extend grace, that are patient, they understand, hey, we're all in this together. They're holding steady. It's just some of the knuckleheads, and they are part of our society, part of our community, and they come out, and, you know, they're the bullies on the block that have always been there that think, okay, well, I can jump the line, and I'm more important than you are, and they go in, and they cause problems and, you know, deal, but, you know, for the most part, people are, you know, moving along and behaving themselves. So, you know, number one, fill your gas tank. Make sure all your prescriptions are filled. I mean, this is a retirement community, a retirement state, so a lot of prescriptions here, so make sure that those are taken care of. Get a manual can opener, okay? I think I even have one of those old can openers that I had in the Marine Corps, you know, these little, the powerful little things, simple little can opener. You'd be surprised. Hey, when you don't have anything, you got to get that can opener, so make sure you get a manual can opener. Don't go around, you know, looking for a plug, because chances are, if this thing hits the way it did, I mean, even last time here, I think there were about 40,000 homes that were out of electricity for a while, but they did a great job in restoring area. I mean, you know, they know what they're doing. There's a lot of experience here in this state in dealing with it. It's kind of like in California where I was at. You know, we were used to dealing with earthquakes, but, you know, no big warning there. It just, boom, it just all of a sudden happened, you know, and you're knocked out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's quite disturbing. But here you're watching and, you know, moment to moment updates. And, you know, and then you got these. What do you think about these pilots, Scott, that go driving into the eye of the hurricane? These hurricane chasers. I mean, are they like, do they have some brain damage or something? Or what is the deal there? God bless them, by the way. I mean, I don't mean anything insulting, but I mean, it's like, what? I mean, honey, I'm going to work today. Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going into the hurricane. You what?
I'd like to say they're braver than I, but in this case, I think brave seems dumb.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. How come I keep getting the short stick, man? You know, this is not fair. Why am I sent to the middle of the hurricane? Especially something like this, you know, with winds as high as 180, 185. These are sustained winds. So, you know, sometimes it even goes higher than that. I mean, it's pretty nuts. The other thing that she notes here is fill your tub with water in order to be able to flush wash dishes. We have, you know, a couple 5-gallon tubs of water that are sitting there ready to be used. Make sure you got pet food. We've got to take care of the you know, all the cats, the dogs, the goldfish, all that good stuff. Make sure they're included in your water supply and you consider what is needed. If you have babies, stock up on diapers and formula, even all the good feminine hygiene products. Get propane for your grill because we may be extending our grilling season and, you know, get into that with all the electricity out. Kitchens are going to be out, and so the grills will be fired up. Ensure that you have cash in case that's all the money you have to access for a while. Charge all your devices, even if power lines are down. You can still listen to music or play games. Of course, we're powering up because some of the stuff that we have here, we rely on electricity. You know, we don't want our happy little box to get unhappy, and that means that we can't connect with Minnesota, and then it becomes the Scott Burdick Show. Live from Minnesota, Scott Burdick coming at you.
Yep, Bill Martinez. Every one of those I title replay.
That's the backup plan here. Make sure you got all your important papers like birth certificates, deed, your homeowners or rental insurance policy, passports, all that good stuff into a watertight container. These are good points here and some things that you really don't think about. These are all very practical points. She goes on to add, wash all your laundry in case you can't do laundry for a while. Fill your freezer with bags of ice and or water bottles. Buy extra ammo. Always have a way to protect yourself. Of course, here in, you know, this is a concealed carry state. We believe in the Second Amendment and, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, for the most part, people behave themselves. Stock up on paper products like paper plates, plastic utensils, toilet paper, paper towels. Get oil lamps, lanterns, candles, flashlights, and matches. And don't forget to also put away anything loose outside your house or tie it down because it can potentially become a projectile. You know, this is one thing that we're seeing, you know, with motorhomes. Boy, they're leaving Dodge. We've got boats that are being moved around. So, like I said, it's quite ominous when you see what's happening as people prepare here. And they know. I mean, they're experienced people. They know how to do this. So I'm observing and, you know, following their lead, certainly, and taking advantage of these tips and people who have been there before. Because this one seems to be, this is going to be, you know, even more dangerous potentially than Hurricane Andrew was. And people still talk about Hurricane Andrew. In fact, one of my buddies down in Miami named one of his sons after the hurricane. He's titled Andrew. His parents say that, yeah, he's, you know, appropriately named. I guess he's been a one-child hurricane in and of himself. But, you know, hey, you know, we're hunkering down. And like everybody else, you know, we appreciate your prayers and support. And, you know, this is Irma now. We got Jose after. And then there's another one, Scott, another one out there, too. So it's the hurricane season. And the people here, we talk about it. We go to Mass. We do the hurricane prayer every time at Mass. And, you know, we thank God for, you know, we thank God for God watching over us and pray that all will be protected, that common sense, even though it seems to be a little lean these days, that we'll have more common sense than, you know, the less, you know, the less part of it. And that we will continue to be each other's keeper, right? Each other's brother's keeper during this process. So we thank you very much for your prayers. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. When we come back, we're talking DACA and we're talking the debt deal that President Trump made with the Democrats. Stay with us.
Thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey. and we'll see how that works out. We had a very good meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We agreed to a 3-month extension on debt ceiling, which they consider to be sacred, very important. Always will agree on debt ceiling automatically because of the importance of it. Also on the CRs and also on Harvey, which now we're going to be adding something because of what's going on in Florida. We had a very good meeting. We essentially came to a deal, and I think the deal will be very good. We had a very, very cordial and professional meeting. We have an extension, which will go out to December 15th. That'll include debt ceiling, that'll include the CRs, and it'll include Harvey, the amount of money that could be determined, but it'll include, because everyone is in favor, obviously, of taking care of that situation.
Well, you know, when the news came out, the Republicans knew, and the leadership was aware that President Trump was meeting. They all met together, you know, kumbaya. Met together, and you know, there was all this concern, you know, and reporting, you know, oh, you know, what is going on? Well, you know, this is leadership. This is what leadership does. You know, you work with your people to try to get them to understand that this is an important issue. We got to take care of some financial housekeeping, and he's got to find a way to bring them in. I mean, quite refreshing. I don't know that you know, in the past administration, that there was this much outreach, even at this point in the game, because it was, you know, as Barack Obama, you know, famously stated to everybody that, look at, you know, elections have consequences. He's the president, you're not. And so get in line here. And he laid the order out very clearly. Well, you know, he can hurt a lot of political feelings that way and get people to dig their heels in the mud. Now, Donald Trump, with all the attacks, the mainstream media and everything that's going on, I mean, the media is like, who are you supporting here at some point?
I think that was a great play by him.
I do, too. I think it's brilliant.
He's got some other things that he's going to need them to help on, and this is mm-hmm. something that they really care about. And I think it actually puts the ball back in their court. Of where he can point back and say, hey, look, I'm willing to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to work with me, then we go to that nuclear option that we've always talked about.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think you're going to get a lot of Republicans that find out in this in the midterm elections that, hey, you either jump in line with the man, otherwise you're going to get voted out.
Yeah, I mean, as you and I have been talking about, this is, you know, disturbing, you know, for me is that, Look, why are you guys fighting this? I mean, you got a clear message from, you know, from the voter politic that said, look, this is what they want. And, you know, in selecting Donald Trump over 16 other candidates, just on the Republican side, not to mention the Democrats, not to mention, you know, someone who's out there on a book tour right now going, what happened? You know, bless her heart. And meanwhile, she's just trying to come up with some scenarios, some reasons, some justifications. Like, oh my goodness, you are just such a basket case. But bless your heart for this. And, you know, but such is politics. And, you know, and you just think, okay, maybe go figure it out somewhere else. You know, we're kind of done with this stuff. I don't know about you. But,
there's a lot of things that in over the next 3 months that they could start talking about that they could tie into this increase. You know, he's starting to push the tax reform thing quite hard again,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that I'm all for. If you
right.
can make it to where I don't have to, where I don't feel like I have to go to somebody to get my taxes done again, because yeah. I remember doing them when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, you know, go ahead and do that again, that'd be great.
Can you imagine? I mean, this would be huge. I mean, you know, this proposed plan that he's talking about, but we got to get cooperation. And of course, you know, you got a government that only thinks about money, and they're going, okay, what do we do? Where are we going to get our money? And if you tell them, they cannot seem to do the calculus that if you have more successful people, even at a lower tax rate, the government's going to have more money. I mean, we've already seen this. It's clear evidence that it happened before under Ronald Reagan. But these guys can't help themselves. You know, they see all that money and they just, you know, keep spending. I mean, forget about any kind of fiduciary responsibility. and budgeting and saying, okay, hey, look, this is, you know, we can't afford, you know, these entitlements. You know, we've maxed it out, and you know, here we are. We're owing our souls, our very own, you know, corporate souls to all these entitlements. And, you know, this is just part and parcel. And this is part of the problem about talking about some of this stuff is that you open up a can of worms because you got to, you know, you got to take a look holistically, not just the way the Democrats and progressives do. And they will grab one thing, you know, kind of like what they're doing with DACA, and grab one thing, and that's on which they stand. And it's hysterical.
It's always the worst thing ever. This is the worst thing ever that could ever be done. Why would they do this?
Yeah.
You know, now this is this week's worst thing ever.
Right, exactly. I mean, and that's what disturbs me. Like we were talking about yesterday about, you know, you got all these young kids and families who are, you know, thinking, oh my gosh, you know, they're going to come and pick me up and do all. No, you're going to be legitimate. This is a road to legitimacy. This is the process. This is the way democracy looks. So calm down, take a chill pill. And, you know, like you said, if you're a quality person, there are many of us that are going to stand at the border, and we're going to be there to make sure this doesn't happen to you. And I don't say that lightly. I am serious about this, and I know that there are many. There's businesses, your neighbors that will fight for you. But for right now, let's get you out of the shadows. Let's give you some legitimacy so we can get beyond this. This is what all this immigration is all about. We got too many people operating in the shadows that are subject to sex trafficking and drug running and all this other stuff that is not good. It's not good for your family. It's not good for us and everybody else. That's a lose-lose proposition. Let's get it to where you can truly realize an American dream, not looking over your shoulder that thinks, oh my God, the migra, you know, I got to worry about, government coming in and taking me away or breaking up our family and all that kind of stuff. Look, you know, America time and time again has been very compassionate, but also we are under a rule of law. And because people don't know what to count on is you get all this craziness that takes place. People are breaking the laws. I mean, we even have, you know, government officials breaking laws here, Scott.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with immigration. I can't get into Mexico just by walking across the border and saying I want to be there.
Right.
Right, and I can't do that in Canada either, and so I don't understand why if we say that those people can do that, why all of a sudden if we do that, it's also now you guys can't do that.
Yeah, I mean every country has its laws, like you say. Even in Canada, I was talking with somebody else who had a DUI. They can't even get into Canada.
They can't even visit.
Yeah, so, and it's just. You know, so what are you going to do there? I mean, look, every country has its laws. We have to respect their laws. And the problem is America, and here we are, the big, you know, the big dog on the street. We do so much good for everybody. But in order for us to do good, then we have to be good ourselves. This whole immigration system, it is out of control. And these talking pieces that talk so, you know, so passionately about a splinter of what the immigration program is all about, it's irresponsible, you know, to put this out. Because you get people revved up, you get them thinking, oh my goodness, they're going to come and throw me in a paddy wagon and drop me off at the border in some country I don't even know anything about. And, you know, here I am, I've joined the military, I've done all this stuff, I've been hardworking, I've paid taxes to a degree, you know, all this stuff, and I've tried to be a good citizen. Well, you're not a citizen, but we want you to be. I mean, we want you to be a good citizen. We don't want you worrying about looking over your shoulder, wondering what's going to go on with you or your family. You know, but these are decisions that, you know, like it or not, that your parents made. And now we're trying to square this away. And, you know, like I said, you know, businesses and this government has been, you know, complicit in all this. So it's not without exoneration. You know, that we say, okay, fine, you know, it's all on you. You know, the government and we the people, you know, because this is our government, we're going to have to, you know, pay the price on this as well. We're all going to feel this, but our goal is to get you out of the shadows. That's most important so that you can truly realize as much as possible the American dream. That's what we want for you.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. With Hurricane Irma barreling down on, it looks like, Miami, according to the latest models that we're looking at. We're fortunate to have with us Anthony Kovic, an authority on disaster preparation, production expert, web consultant, and author of Emergency Prepping, Simple Disaster Preparedness for the Modern Family. Anthony, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hey, there are some things, though some people might say, well, wait a minute, so it might be a little too late to prepare. This is one of the things that I appreciate about knowing in advance what's going on with this hurricane. I'm a California boy on the West Coast, and we're used to earthquakes, but not a whole lot, you know, of preparation. It just happened. But here with the hurricane coming, there is a warning. And so there are some practical things that we can do, even a couple of days out here. What say you?
Well, that is very important, is to be getting prepared now. First, we're already getting close, so now is the time to make sure you put your team together, your family resources, to know where all your family members are going to be. If you need to relocate, where can you relocate to? Everything is booked. I just had an associate of mine call me up from about an hour south of here, just north of, you know, I'm north of Tampa. He's just south of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, everybody's trying to figure out, should they evacuate? Where should they go? Which way the storm is going? So now
exactly.
It's time to put that team together. So this way, everyone knows where everyone is, because that communication is the most vital. Knowing your family is probably in danger is what makes people go crazy.
Exactly. And this is a tough read here, as we see in the different models in the cone, the way it's spreading out. I mean, you're talking probably up to mid-Florida could feel various effects of this hurricane, right?
Absolutely. It could go anywhere because, you know, you never know how strong these hurricanes are. Once they hit land, do they collapse into a tropical storm? One knows, doesn't know how far it goes, flooding. Anything can happen, and they can go any direction. They can crisscross the state. But no one knows which direction to go, and that's where the problem with these hurricanes are in Florida. But, you know, communications, having, make sure you have your resources, get your, you know, bug out pack ready.
Yes.
This way, if you have to relocate, at least you relocate with, you know, with food and water and canned goods are the best, obviously, because they're easily secured and they don't really need that much preparation afterwards. If you open up a can of soup, it's already cooked, you're ready to go. You can even eat it in the car if you're stuck in the, you know, if you're stuck in traffic.
Exactly. Well, Anthony, we know this hurricane has, you know, altered between a Cat 4 and a Cat 5. Winds is sustaining winds as high as 185 miles an hour. Already, the devastation in its wake demonstrates the power of this storm. I mean, there's a lot of power, and they're liking it, as you know, because you were probably here with Hurricane Andrew, and so they're saying that this could be even more devastating than Andrew.
You know, back then, you know, emergency systems were not in place as they are now. The state of Florida has been handling these kind of things for the last couple of decades. Therefore, you know, emergency management systems, you know, battery backups, generators on towers, generators at the supermarkets, distribution has been already staged. The state has already put in getting rid of the tolls so people can use the highways rather than using local roads. So emergency management systems all around the states, including small cities and counties, are now in prep emergency management mode where it's not, you know, a last minute thing. It's over there. It comes in. Oh my God, we didn't think about it. This
right. Exactly.
Everybody is in think mode, act mode. So the whole state is active.
Well, the governor has really set the stage on this, hasn't he? I am impressed with the leadership of Governor Scott.
Absolutely. I mean, he's, you know, the whole state, from the governors to the city mayors to the county commissioners, they're all in emergency management mode. You know, a lot of things have been put in place over the years. This is what we pay taxes for. This is why we pay for these services, to be active in these situations. And it's very important is to be prepared for at least 3 to 5 days to 14 days, just in case you need those services. Why? Because emergency management could only stage so far from your location, because you could be first or you could be last. So you never
exactly.
know.
Exactly. You know, and we see, you know, we were able to see that in Texas, in Rockport and Corpus Christi and Houston as well, how they responded. And I think did a good as job as they could do. And there are things. I mean, you know, this is why preparation is so key. For those that decide to hunker down, what do you recommend is the safest place to be during a hurricane?
You know, it's any place that is below, you know, beams. You know, if you're in the basement, that's the best place, obviously. But you know, in a normal house above ground, you know, it is, you know, any place that has three corner walls or a bathroom area or an area that is tight, as well as has, you know, load-bearing walls with a, you know, concrete structure, obviously better. So the more protection around you, the better it is.
I almost thought you were going to say the safest place to be during a hurricane is out of its path altogether.
Yes, I mean, that's all. Well, that's kind of a given.
Yes.
But, you know, your question is if you are still here.
Yes, right.
and you're still home, you know, and you haven't evacuated and it's bearing down on you, you don't want to be on the road. You don't want to be in the debris field as this stuff is going on. You know, many people have, you know, SUVs and tall cars and trucks. You know, they're the most vulnerable. Those winds will pick up that truck and tip it over, or that SUV, you know, driving at 30 miles an hour and a 70 mile an hour wind comes and whacks you at the wrong angle. You're going to go over or be pushed enough to the side that you might go into the ditch.
So exactly.
It's important that you understand the higher your car is, the more likely you would be pushed around very fiercely. I used to have a minivan, and even just on, you know, regular stormy days or windy days, you can feel that, you know, you can feel that wind push that car.
Yeah, you can change lanes without doing it with intention there in a minivan. I've experienced that as well. Yeah, we already touched on the food and water supply, but be a little bit more specific, Anthony, what you recommend. I mean, you're saying, hey, make sure that you cover as much as 14 days of supplies, right?
Exactly, because remember, everything, even though at this point it's not here, you still, everybody's buying stuff left and right. So by the time you get to the store, it could be days from now before the hurricane even comes this way or whatever happens.
Mm.
So you can't just go to the store in the last minute because they're all going to be closed or out of services, because our supply chain network, when you go to the store and you buy that item, it gets scanned. And the computers know we need to replace that item.
Mm-hmm.
But now the distribution system is out of whack, meaning the trucks, the people that run the trucks distribution, people are leaving the area. So it
exactly.
doesn't take that many people to be out of service to keep the distribution system from functioning at 100%.
Yeah, we're already seeing that. We're already seeing that, to your point. For an example, we're already seeing that down in the Keys. Where, you know, the trucks aren't, you know, the food trucks, the supply chain has been interrupted right now. So
exactly.
What they have on the shelves, they got on the shelves, there's no restocking right now until we're on the other side of this threat.
Yeah, there is no restocking. There are no stock rooms like there used to be. A supermarket would have a stock room the size of the rest of the supermarket. It would be stocked. Now, the whole supermarket is the stock room. You know, what's in the back there is just a few items that they keep that they know they move on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
All that is pretty much gone. You know, canned goods are the best. Soups are the best. It's already pre-cooked. It's
exactly.
In a can. So even if it's in 2 feet of water in the pool and the can is down there and you fish it out,
It's still good. Exactly.
It's still good.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Disaster Preparation Authority and author Anthony Kovic has been with us. Anthony, 5 seconds here. Where can they go to get connected and find out more information?
Emergencyprepping.org.
There it is. Anthony Kovic, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Hey, Danny Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Lights, camera, action. Yes, we go to Hollywood, California, because that's where he is, live. And we're talking the box office happenings. And, you know, it's another one of those rather anemic weekends.
That will change shortly. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, The Hitman's Bodyguard, number one again last week. And as a matter of fact, this list looks like almost identical to the week before.
Yes, exactly.
Hitman's Bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Made about $10.5 million. We had Annabelle Creation, that was number two, making $7.5 million. Wind River, number three. Leap, number four. Logan Lucky, rounding out the top five. Well, that's all going to change this weekend. Here is the movie Stephen King fans have been waiting for. Mm-hmm. It is the name. You ever see the miniseries years ago or read the book?
No, I got to admit, forgive me for not being a Stephen King fan, but, you know, but I know there are many out there. There are a plethora.
Yes, there are. This is called It. This came out in 1986. It became the biggest-selling novel of that year in the U.S. Then it was made into a miniseries in 1990, and now it has been adapted into a film. Now, this they're expecting big things from this. 90% of the critics are recommending. They say that this could set records for the month of September. Wow. Here's the idea. When children begin to disappear in the town of Derry, Maine, a group of young kids are faced with their biggest fears when they square off against an evil clown by the name of Pennywise, whose history of murder and violence dates back for centuries. You know, this is going to, every time a kid now sees a clown, they're going to be running in the opposite
direction. For everybody that already has clown phobia anyway, this is just going to send them over the top. Wonderful.
Send them right over the top.
Nice. Exactly.
They think that this thing, they think, could make as much as $80 million this weekend, which is a huge number for the month of September. Could be the biggest opening ever for this month. We'll have to see how it all turns out. But this is, I mean, the movie industry is looking forward to something like this.
Yeah, really. I mean, did you ever have any clown issues when you were growing up?
No, I guess I was a kid before all that came up, because I always kind of enjoyed clowns. I never was... Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to admit, I did for the most part. But, you know, every once in a while, there'd be, and I don't know what it was particularly that would bother me. But, you know, hey, But, you know, but for those people that do have a legitimate fear of clowns, I mean, they probably may not want to check out this movie.
Probably not the title for them this weekend.
Yes.
Maybe Reese Witherspoon's new movie. It's called
Yes.
Kind of interesting. 44% of the critics are recommending this one. It's kind of a new take on romantic comedies. Now, this stars Reese Witherspoon as Alice Kinney. She's recently separated from her husband in the movie played by Michael Sheen. She decides to start over by moving back to her hometown of L.A. with her two young daughters. Now, during a night out on her 40th birthday, Alice meets three aspiring filmmakers who happen to be in need of a place to live. So Alice agrees to let the guys stay in her guest house temporarily, but the arrangement ends up unfolding in very unexpected ways. You have Alice's unlikely new family and a new romance coming to a crashing halt when her ex-husband shows up, suitcase in hand. This is a story of love, friendship, and families we create. I'd like to say a different take on this whole thing. Basically, this is one critic saying it's important to realize that this is a movie about a woman and a woman making all of the decisions both in front of and behind the camera. So another critic saying a glib and shallow take on a female midlife crisis. It is what it is, but, you know, it's Reese Witherspoon. And
yeah.
I've always been a fan there. So it's called Home Again. 44% are recommending that one. And you may or may not realize it's been 16 years since 9/11, and they will celebrate that anniversary this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
They're releasing a movie called 9/11 this weekend, which is quite controversial. Now, you know, usually when they release these movies, people are saying, are you just trying to cash in on this tragedy? It's more than that with this one. Here's the idea. You have a group of five people find themselves trapped in an elevator in the World Trade Center's North Tower on 9/11. They try to work together, never giving up hope, trying to escape before the unthinkable happens. Now, the problem with this is Charlie Sheen. They have cast Charlie Sheen in a starring role, and a lot of people are saying, of all the people in Hollywood, why cast this guy in this leading role? Not because of all the baggage Charlie has, as we're all aware of, but Charlie is known as a truther, a 9/11 truther, who refuses to accept the traditional belief that this was caused by terrorists, and they somehow think it's some sort of an inside joke. People are just saying, why of all people cast him in the title role?
Mm-hmm.
We have also Whoopi Goldberg in this, Gina Gershon and Louise Guzman, great cast, but I don't think that this movie is going to do well. I think basically it's going to be ignored. 9/11, not reviewed for the critics. Charlie didn't even show up for the premiere in Hollywood, so give you an idea of...
Did he even show up for the acting?
No. He showed up for the acting, but not for the premiere. On a different note, we have The Good Catholic. This is a movie that is being released in a limited release this weekend. It's about Daniel, this young, idealistic priest who loves his work more than anything else. But then he meets Jane, and after a chance encounter during a late-night confession, the complicated, mysterious Jane, played by Ren Smith, starts to open up Daniel's world to an entirely different set of possibilities and problems, of course. As new bonds form, old ones are tested. Daniel must decide what his true calling really is and whether or not he has the courage to answer it. You have Zachary Spicer, Ren Smith, Danny Glover, also in this one, not reviewed for the critics. It's called The Good Catholic. A couple of docs out we might want to talk about this weekend. First of all, one called Trophy, and this is a tough look. It's an in-depth look into the powerhouse industries of big game hunting, breeding, and wildlife conservation in the U.S. and Africa. And it unravels the complex consequences of treating animals as commodities. This is about these companies where they say, okay, you know, we breed these wild animals, and you can pay $10,000 or whatever to come shoot a giraffe or a rhinoceros. I just do not understand this. 100% of the critics are recommending this. You might want to check out Trophy. It is a tough movie to watch, however.
I bet it is. Especially for those of us that love these animals. I understand in part, you know, the hunters that do this, but gosh, these are just gorgeous animals, and to see it, it's hard for me to look at,
and many on the verge of extinction, and
I get big issues with that.
And
I know that in some cases the justification is, look at, you know, there are plenty out there they need to, you know, cut them back and do all that, whatever it is. You know, for those reasons, those ecological reasons, and, you know, I have a little bit of mind acceptance on that, but just to go out and, you know, have something on your wall.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, look at, you know, take a photo. You can blow it up and, you know, have it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying.
I agree.
That's just me.
Another movie called School Life. This is kind of a charming documentary about the long careers that are drawing to a close for John and Amanda, who teach Latin, English, and guitar at the stately private school where they are legends, with a mantra of reading, arithmetic, and rock and roll. Leaving may be the hardest lesson. What does it mean for these two to retire? What will keep them young if they leave? It takes place in Ireland. 93% are recommending School Life. Just check out the trailer. Mm-hmm. It really is quite nice. And from there to London during the Victorian era. I love mysteries set in London during the age of Sherlock Holmes. This is called The Limehouse Golem. The city of London is gripped with fear as a serial killer dubbed the Limehouse Golem is on the loose and leaving cryptic messages written in his victim's blood. With few leads and increasing public pressure, Scotland Yard assigns the case to Inspector Kildare, played by the great Bill Nighy. He's the seasoned detective with a troubled past and a sneaking suspicion that he's being set up to fail. Faced with a long list of suspects, Kildare must get help from a witness who has legal troubles of her own, played by Olivia Cooke, so he can stop the murders and bring the killer to justice. 78% recommending Limehouse Golem, out this weekend. Like I say, I love movies set during this time in London.
Mm.
I also love Cape Cod.
Yes.
Cape Cod, yes.
I'm a fan.
Oh, I lived there when I was a kid. I loved it. Year by the Sea is the name of this movie. After 30 years as a wife and mother, an empty nester retreats to Cape Cod rather than follow her husband, who is relocating to Kansas. Now intent to rediscover herself but plagued with guilt, she questions her decision until stumbling upon a spirited mentor, supported by her literary agent and a host of locals, including a sexy fisherman. Our heroine learns to embrace the ebb and flow of life, ultimately discovering the balance between self and sacrifice. This is based on a New York Times best-selling memoir by Joan Anderson. Check out the trailer. It's got great scenery. 67% recommending Year by the Sea, which, by the way, stars Karen Allen. You may remember her from Raiders of the Lost Ark years ago.
When you talk about the scenery, gosh, I tell you, that still is emblazoned in my mind, the time that I spent a little bit of time in Cape Cod, and I'm looking forward to visiting again, because that's our next big trip. We're going to, you know, head up the coast and see a little fall foliage and enjoy Cape Cod. It's going to be good fun.
The place is absolutely magical.
Oh,
I haven't been back, but I lived there as a kid, and West Falmouth was where we were located. And just a terrific spot.
Well, just plan a getaway. Meet us there. You know, you can do your auctioneering practice there. I'll be right there. I'll tutor you.
Yeah, well,
not too well, but I'll tutor you.
New England in the fall, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Good fun. What else we got, Steve Evans? Is that
We have another movie called Rememory with Peter Dinklage, which is kind of interesting. 30% are recommending, but it looks like a much better movie than that. This is about a scientific pioneer who comes up with this machine where he can record, first of all, and play a person's memories. And this the man is murdered, and this is how they decide to try to solve that mystery. Rememory, Peter Dinklage, out this weekend. 30% recommending that.
Well, a lot of offerings, things like starting to look up a little bit, as you say. You know, the movie houses aren't going to be down long. We got to turn this tide around, and
maybe break
things loose. Steve Evans, thank you, Steve.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had